Over the Memorial Day weekend, the 9th annual Prince of Wales Island Marathon was held. Runners, walkers, bikers, and even some skateboarders covered the 26 miles. KRBD's Jay Marble has this report.
10 minutes away from start. 10 minutes.
The group that assembled at the starting line was a varied bunch. Some were dressed in the most modern athletic gear. Others, for this 26-mile adventure, wore what they would have worn if it was any other day. Eric Hamar of Kasan wore a pair of sneakers.
Are those really running shoes?
I have no idea what they're classified as. They got the same tread as my mom's running shoes, but as far as the top goes, they're not really. What would be classified as that?
Others at the start were far more serious. Kyle Emery of Bethel is a student at the University of Fairbanks. This is his third marathon overall and his second time running the Power Race.
Well, that was my first marathon. That was about a week after I graduated. And so all kinds of things were happening. I remember being really cold. I remember my legs cramped at the end and I kind of fell down. I ran a 3:35.
Emery would end up taking fourth place. Along the way, he would encounter 26 miles of hills and flats. Interspersed would be the aid station staffed by volunteers like John Larson of Craig and Rod Aldred of Klawock, both ex-Marines who helped staff the veterans station at the halfway point.
We tell them good morning.
This is the halfway point, so we just tell them, you're halfway there, you can make it.
At the finish line in Craig, it was a local who won the men's full marathon. Rob Burney of Thorn Bay is a firefighter for the Forest Service. He's quick to acknowledge that he's built more like a powerful sprinter, not a distance runner.
I earn every mile I get, to say that. Yeah, the talent isn't quite bred into me, but yeah, endurance. I'm an endurance guy.
This was Bernie's third time running this marathon. He's never tried one anywhere else. He says one a year is enough, and he'll be back next year. Linda Benkin of Sitka won the women's full marathon. It was her first attempt.
Yeah, it's only downhill from there, huh? Is that the... No, I don't know. I just have wanted to do one for a while, and running in cities doesn't have much appeal to me. I'm really pleased. I don't think so much about winning. I guess I had a little bit of a goal of trying to be in under 4 hours. So I did that.
This year's guest celebrity runner was Greg Meyer. He's actually the last American man to win Boston. He says long distance racing has changed a lot since he started competing.
And you're seeing more and more of that around the now. If you look at the average time of any marathon, it's probably almost an hour slower than it was 20 years ago. But the number of people running has probably doubled or tripled. So to me, it's a great thing. It just means more people are exercising.
On Prince of Wales Island, I'm Jay Marble.